During this Fortnight for Freedom, Light of Life Radio presents Witnesses to Freedom.
Kateri Tikawitha is revered today as the first Native American saint. Only 24 when she died, Kateri is an example of purity, prayer, and most especially, endurance in faith. Born in 1656 in a Mohawk village in what is now upstate New York, she was an outsider. Her mother was an Algonquin who was catechized and baptized Roman Catholic by French missionaries in Montreal. At an early age, Kateri's village suffered a severe smallpox epidemic, which killed her parents and left her scarred and her vision impaired. Her name, Tikawitha, means she who bumps into things. She was adopted by her Mohawk relatives who survived the epidemic. Like her mother, Tikawitha sought out instruction from Catholic missionaries that led to her eventual baptism at the age of 19 and her taking of the name Kateri after St. Catherine of Siena on Easter Sunday, 1676. Kateri faced severe obstacles from the Mohawk tribal leaders as well as from her adopted family. On holy days, Kateri received no food since she prayed rather than worked in the fields. When she walked to chapel, she was cursed and pelted with stones. Nevertheless, she persevered. Kateri said, "I have deliberated enough. For a long time, my decision on what I will do has been made. I have consecrated myself entirely to Jesus, Son of Mary. I have chosen him for husband, and he alone will take me for a wife." Called the Lily of the Mohawks, she is a symbol of chastity and purity as she sought to do penance to commit her life to God. When she died due to failing health, witnesses noted that her face was miraculously transformed so that all her smallpox scars disappeared. Saint Kateri Tikawitha, Lily of the Mohawks, pray for us.